Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. In the 1960s, Lightnin' Hopkins was a beloved figure of the blues revival, viewed by some people as a purist who cut stuff like this.
I'm gonna get up in the morning, do like Buddy Brown.
And while there's certainly nothing wrong with that, it's only one side of the story. In 1954, sometime around this week in fact, he was in Houston with bass player Donald Cooks and drummer Ben Turner, cutting a couple dozen sides for Herald Records. Truth be told, we don't exactly know when he cut these, but April 15th is one date that's recently been tossed around. So for the time being, we'll stick with that. Far from being quiet and acoustic, these electrifying performances capped off a career that began in 1946 and saw him cutting almost 200 sides over a 7-year period. A body of work that's remarkable in its consistency and quite often brilliant. Sadly, these Herald recordings would also mark Lightnin's exit from the rhythm and blues marketplace.
Get rid of that drum over there. Watch it now.
Although Herald Records, based in New York City, was not known as a label for down-home blues, they must have liked what they heard, because they issued and reissued these sides for the next half a dozen years. As for Lightnin, his next major recording would be 5 years later for Folkways, giving him a much-needed boost into the blues revival of the 1960s and launching the second phase of his extraordinary career. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great blues, tune in every Saturday evening at 5 for the Blues Review and Tuesday night at midnight for Blues Unlimited, here on 91.3 FM, KXCI, Tucson.
Well, somebody had me tell me who you am. Well, somebody had me please tell me who you am. Now, since I found out this ain't nothing but blues singing sound.